All right. It is 6 p.m. here on a Saturday evening, which can only mean one thing, that you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Thank you, Thomas, for a very funny show here on Herd Mentality. Hopefully you folks got to hear that. If you're new to the Squid Pod, then you know that we kind of focus on the 80s here, but of course we get our tentacles stuck in other genres as well. So let's kick it off here tonight with some Vicious Pink.
He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
Can't check your club.
Why did you do it? it. Why did you do that thing to me? The only one who knows the truth, man, that's him, me and you. My friends, they listen to the things I say. They listen and they hear more every day. But I know they never understand it, because it was no accident, you planned it. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? The only one who knows the truth, man, that's him, me and you. One, two.
That's right. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Just starting out the show here. Start off with a couple tracks there. Both, well, the first one was from the 80s. We heard Vicious Pink of their 1986 release of the same name. And we heard Can't You See? That's right. It's the way it's spelled, folks. I don't have a stutter. And then we just heard from Stretch there, off of their 1975 release, Elastique. And we heard Why Did You Do It? Boy, it's actually a gorgeous day here in the Boston area. I hope you folks got outside to enjoy it. I noticed I had some of my neighbors were out there having a barbecue and whatnot. So hope you're enjoying Passover. Hope you're enjoying Easter tomorrow and all the other good stuff. So anyway. Plenty to get to here tonight, so let's dive back into it with, how about Justin Timberlake? Why not?
Driving him through the meal. Now if it was for having you, Sometimes The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Okay, we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And let's run down what we've been listening to here. We started off that set with Justin Timberlake from his debut Justified in 2002, and we heard the track Rock Your Body. And then we went back a bit for Tony Orlando off of his self-titled album from 1978, and we heard Don't Let Go. It's absolutely a fabulous track, if you're asking me, of course. Cool and the Gang was in there with Big Fun. That's off of their 1983 compilation, Twice as Cool. And Medicine was in there, brought it up a bit to 1993. We heard Never Click off of their release, The Buried Life. Bio was in there with Philosophy, and that's off of their 2017 release, Man of the World. And we wrapped it up there with Saint Motel, My Type, from 2014. I know we had a little bit of a jamming session going on there, so in hindsight, I probably would have moved that Medicine, you know, 90s psychedelic shoegaze sound there somewhere else in the playlist. But hey, hopefully I didn't break it up too much. Okay. That being said, still got plenty of time to go here. How about some Yumi Zuma?
Shots in a chair. wishes for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook. Can disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get high. Why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. And that was Billy Joel right there with Vienna from his 1977 release, The Stranger. Prior to Billy Joel, we heard Electric Light Orchestra and Showdown, originally from 1973. The Fix gave us Red Skies at Night from Shuttered Room. From 1982, that was their debut. And we started off the set with Yumi Zuma and A Long Walk Home for Parted Lovers. It's off of their 2014 release EP. All right, I get back into the 80s a little bit here. And not so slow of a playlist here, so stick around. 91.5 WMFO Medford.